Rabbi, have you seen the photo?
I haven't, but I've heard of it. And, you know, I think maybe I'm better off not seeing the photo because it would probably be a horrific thing.
It's certainly not an appropriate photo, and you know, I wish you'd share with us a little bit about how much that National Holocaust Monument would mean to someone, especially in a leader like yourself.
Well, the interesting thing about this is that I have two minds about it. Obviously, it's a desecration. I think for listeners to think about it in terms of. This would be an inappropriate thing, let's say, like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. There are certain places that, somehow or other, because of what they are and what they represent, they call out for an appropriate reaction to it. So reverence for the unknown soldier, for giving a life to, you know, to assure that we can have a free country. So doing something that is of a levity nature in that type of a place is so out of character for the place that you have to wonder, what were people thinking to do something like that? So the place is not going to be, the place has not been desecrated by it. It still is a sacred place. But I'm more concerned about the people that were doing it. What were they thinking? Why did they think the way they did? And what type of other indecencies in the way that they behave are they going to perpetrate during their lifetime? It makes no sense whatsoever. And it you know, my rational thinking is saying to me, what possessed them to do this?
Yeah, and Montreal clothing designer Michelle Beaudoin certainly has deleted the post now after receiving negative feedback.
Yeah, so I mean, that at least, so the good thing about it is that you have people who are saying, you know, this is a stupid thing to do, and don't boast about it and don't share anything about it because it's something you should erase from your resume. But I mean, thank God for the public that is reacting in this way and saying, you stepped over a line. So there may be some lessons in this and saying, you know, to people, I know the things you want to do, but choose the right venue for the things you're going to do. This is a classic example of a bad choice.
And a monument such as the National Holocaust Monument, speak to me a little bit about, you know, what, you know, you see as the role of that kind of monument in our city.
Well, It's a tribute to the government of our country that they saw it appropriate to have this. It's basically saying that we are living here in a place of religious freedom. And one of the ways that we could really appreciate the importance of it is to hearken back to times when people were killed because of the religion that they professed. And the more that we realize that in historical context, this is not something you can take for granted. It's something that you have to venerate and you have to appreciate. And this is a monument that says, don't take religious freedom for granted. Don't take the freedoms that we enjoy in Canada for granted. Remember that we're only a few generations away and a few decades away from a so-called country that had some semblance of democracy turning into a war machine that killed practitioners of a religion. So we're not far away from that. So appreciate what you have and do whatever you can to make sure that if you see even a snippet of insensitivity or insult to someone because of whatever, what their faith is, you know, take the appropriate action of reminding them that you're blessed to live in a country like this. Don't take advantage of it. Use it as an opportunity to grow and to share.
And if you were to have the opportunity to speak with the clothing designer who held the fashion shoot, what would you say to him directly?
I would find out from him. I said, what were you thinking? What's your logic behind this? And because I have no way of justifying why you did something like this, it makes no sense whatsoever. I'd like to know what they're doing. And rather than, you know, sometimes you can accuse them and say you're an idiot for what you did and it's stupid and it's callous and it's irresponsible. I don't think it gets them anywhere, even though that's all true. But I would say to them, tell me why you did it here, and tell me why you couldn't find, for God's sakes, you're in a nation's capital. There's so many wonderful places where you can do a shoot like that. There's some garden in front of the Supreme Court. I don't know exactly what the nature of the pictures were. I've heard that they are more appropriate for the beach than for anything else. But there's beaches here too, in Ottawa. You could do it there. Mm-hmm. Choose your location. Dress, by the way, dress is all about putting on the right thing for the right time. So consider the appropriateness of not only the putting on the proper attire, but taking pictures of that attire and promoting it also in an appropriate place.
Well, I think, too, the monument really is meant to be an education tool as well. And hopefully, you know, out of this has created some education, certainly to the clothing designer that held the fashion shoot there, but to others as well, at the importance
of... Right. So if he would say to me, I did it because it was so gross that I knew it was... get people angry, and therefore it would focus on this, I would say, okay, that you succeeded in doing this. But I would doubt that was the motivation. But thank God for a public that stood up and said, this is not appropriate. It's not a crime, but it's not appropriate. Use your brains.
Yeah,
that's what we were blessed with. Use your brains and do the appropriate thing.
I appreciate you joining us today, Rabbi Bolka. I know you're a very busy person, and you're everywhere in our city, and we're certainly grateful.
Thank you.